Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I would like to first thank the sponsor for our program, and that's GrowMark, locally owned and globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to catch up, or I'm going to catch up, with an old friend. And before we get there, let me just tell you a little bit about what's going on in the ZimCom world. Cindy and I have pretty well recovered from our post-farm progress show syndrome, although we do still have some posts that we're working on that will be showing up on ZimCom News Network websites like AgWired and Domestic Fuel and Precision Pays. Then, looking ahead, I'm getting ready to go to the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists Congress. This is going to take place in a couple of locations, starting out in Guelph, Ontario, and then moving to Niagara Falls. The main program will take place towards the end of this coming week, but I'll be going up early to attend a master class boot camp that is put on for foreign ag journalists to just do some professional improvement outside of the Congress session. I'll be doing one of the sessions there on kind of a discussion on how new media and traditional media are converging and can work together. So that ought to be kind of interesting because we'll be multilingual, and that's just part of what IFAJ is all about. So it's on to Canada. Well, let's get to this week's program. I had an opportunity to catch up with a good friend, Dave Ashelman, one of the earlier influencers on my agri-marketing career. We just had a little conversation. I hope you enjoy it. Dave, it is great to talk to you. It's been quite a while, and you know, we kind of touched base online here just recently, since both of us were good friends of Gary McKenna, who just passed away. Very sorry to hear that. He was part of I don't know, what did you call that, the ad rat pack or something like that?
Yeah, back in 1976, we all went to work at DeKalb Seed in DeKalb, Illinois. Gary and I started actually the same day, and met during the interview process. He was going after the assistant advertising job, and I was going after a copywriter's job. So on June 1 of 76, we both started there, and as we joined the National Agri-Marketing Association and began to meet people, there were a number of us that were too young to know better, so we were out having a lot of fun and also taking our jobs fairly seriously. But we started a little group called the Advertising Rat Pack, of course, after the old Frank Sinatra group, and Gary and I were both in that group.
Well, I came along a few years later. I think it might have been around 85 or 6 or somewhere at least in there. And, you know, nobody warned me about this because I think I just kind of walked into a NAMA convention. You guys were sitting there, and I don't know if somebody just said, hey, have a seat. Who are you? What are you doing? And, boy, we had a lot of fun there for a number of years. And I think things have kind of changed a little bit in our culture today, even at NAMA. To a certain extent, but you know, I will just say I feel like I owe you guys a lot because you kind of took me under your wing, and I was just kind of wide-eyed going, what in the heck have I gotten into here?
Well, we probably taught you how to not do things as much as we taught you how to do things, Chuck. But yeah, now NAMA, the National Agri-Marketing Association, is a great organization, and certainly the culture has changed rather dramatically. I recall we used to go to that convention, and there would be 50 to 75 open houses serving alcohol and food, and today that culture is gone, and that's okay. It's a much more serious organization and buckled down and paying attention to business. And yet, you know, it's a great big social family. I mean, I've told people for years, I can pick up the phone and call any one of perhaps 300 or 400 people and talk to them about any issues in marketing or selling. And it's been a tremendous benefit to me.
Well, I fully agree. If there was one organization that if I could only belong to one professional organization, it would be NAMA. There's no question about that. Well, we're always about what's new, and I know that I maybe just saw an announcement recently that you've decided to start doing some new stuff. Maybe kind of bring us up to date on what you're up to these days.
Well, Chuck, I left DeKalb and came out to the Quad Cities here, where Davenport, Iowa meets Illinois, and Iowa meets Illinois. It's kind of the front porch of both Davenport and Moline, I guess. But we've been very fortunate in our career, and I started a marketing firm in '96 and built it up to about 175 clients in 2000. Six, I sold it. A guy asked me if I'd ever be interested in selling it, and I said, everything has a price tag. And he said, name one. So I did, and I sold it. And after a couple of years of front porch setting and getting bored, I started a firm here April 1st called Growth Enterprises. And what I do, Chuck's a little bit different than most marketing firms, because I also address infrastructure issues as well as external selling and marketing issues. So we get into pricing and product bundling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then we tend to work exclusively with strategic growth plans. I go into businesses. We establish a growth goal to be achieved within a certain time frame. And then I do probably 6 to 8 weeks of very comprehensive research on the business, its competitors, its customers, past customers, its loyalties, brand relationships, and also I ride with their salespeople, talk to them, get their perspectives, and then we write a very comprehensive plan. If the company buys that plan and puts it into effect, I offer to be paid at least in part by pay for performance towards growing that business. So I actually get paid for the results I create.
Well, that makes
and that's
sense.
Been a very popular format, so it's been real good to me. So that's what I'm doing again. We've picked up 12 clients, about three or four of whom are in the ag business, and of course that's the one that's nearest and dearest to my heart. So I tend to stay focused on that industry. But yeah, it's going great.
Great.
Going
real good. Well, we're in a kind of a new world, and this as it relates to even marketing, some of the communication channels out there. How has what you're doing, or how do you see it being changed, or is it changed or different because of the technology that's changed and how we're communicating today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no question. In fact, I give a lot of speeches about that very subject. But, for example, the Direct Marketing Association says today that if you do a mass mailing to an unqualified list, just like most people do, your response rate is going to be less than 0.25%. That used to be 10%, 15%, and 20% 20, 30 years ago. There's a linear age response to how communication is received and digested. And today's 20-year-olds would much prefer the digital, very brief, headline-like news versus the more elongated newspaper readers like old guys like me. And I find, Chuck, that everything a company does tends to get at what it has, and everything it does tends to not get at what it doesn't. So if you really want to grow market share, the edgy part is going in and doing something a little different to grow the business when everything you've done in the past has worked very well, but suddenly you find yourself flat or not growing. And so we kind of live in that world. And every day, I think you become a student of your industry, and that's certainly important because there's no question you nailed it on the head. We're in the middle of a communication revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Young people don't know that because they grew up in it, but when your experience becomes your largest handicap, it's time to start changing things.
Yeah. I am not a youngster myself anymore, and it's just fun sometimes talking to, let's say some of the students at the student marketing competition, getting back to NAMA and realizing that there are actually some of us that have, made some changes and adaptations and are teaching them some of the new tricks But that's really not the norm as I've found it. So I fully understand what you're saying. It really has made for some changes. If people want to get in touch with you and maybe see if you could help them out, where could we point them to, or how would we get in touch with you?
Well, I'm new enough, and like most marketing firms, my work comes last, so I don't have my website quite done, but they can call me. That phone number is 309-593-4342, and that phone goes with me about everywhere. So that's sure. Probably the best way to contact me right now. I'll have a website called www.growthenterprises. I also have another website called U.S. Holdings, but that's a totally different company.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just say give me a call. And the NAMA folks always know where I'm at, or call any NAMA member. They'll find me.
Well, so. we didn't mention that, you know, if you need some advice about building a log cabin, maybe you could help them out with that too?
I can do that. Yeah. I built my own log home, and that was a fascinating experience because I'm still working on it, actually. We moved in 2003, and I'm just now kind of putting the finishing touches on it. But when you work full-time and you come home and work on building your own house, it takes a while.
I'll bet. I'm kind of the mind of hopefully having enough money to pay somebody to do it for me, and then I'll take care of all the little things, you know.
Yeah, you got that right. Yep.
Well, it's been great talking with you, Dave. You know, we're here on agwire.com, and this is going to be one of my weekly podcasts, the Zimcast. We like to talk about what's going on, what's new in the world of agricultural marketing, and I just glad we had the opportunity to visit.
Well, likewise, Jack. It's been great visiting with you. I wish you continued success because you've always kind of been on the cutting edge of what's out there. So stay the course, my friend.
We'll do so. Well, that's the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This is a song called, and some of you may know it, Oh Canada by Danny Fong. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Oh Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love. True North, strong and free, from far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep a land glorious and free, oh stand on guard for thee. Oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwire.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.